We are now starting the last Masechta in Shas called Uktzin. Alice of Uktzin, Mishnah Alice. The general topic of the Masechta Uktzin, specifically the first program, is a concept like this. Food can become tummy, as we learned previously. If an Ava Tumah touches food, the food becomes a Rishon LaTumah. The food which is a Rishon LaTumah touches another food, then it will make the next food Shein LaTumah, and Shein makes Rishon. The general idea, food is something that is edible. If it's not edible, it's not food. Food, though, can have things that are connected to the food that have a certain status that cause the Tumah to come in and out of it through this thing, which is called a yad, a handle. In other words, if you have a grape which has the branch which the grape grows out onto the grape, like you have a bunch of grapes, so even though you are only touching the branch which is not something edible, but since that's the way you hold the grapes, you hold it together with an entire cluster, that is considered a yad, which is like a handle, which if you touch it in your tummy, it causes something to go into the grape. The other way around also, if the grape is tummy and some other food touches this piece of branch which is coming out of it, which is a yad, a handle of the tumah, it also causes the tumah to go out of it. That is something called a yad. There's something else called a shomer, something that protects the food, like a peel of an orange and the like. It keeps the fruit inside of it fresh. That is a shomer, which also has the same status as a yad. Even if the peel is something which is not edible, like an egg peel, but since it's washing over the food inside of it, also, if something touches that, the tumah goes into the egg or the food underneath it, covered by it, and if the food is tummy, it goes out. The one difference between a yad and a shomer is that something is just a yad, a way to hold it. It causes the tumah to go in and out, but if you need a certain shear in order for this thing to be matan something else, that's the size of an egg of a beitza. The yad is not a tarif to the beitza. The food itself is less than a beitza, and you add this yad, this branch coming out of it, sum total of the two together is a kebeta, then we say that since the food itself is less than a kebeta, it will not be mitzvah something else. Whereas a shomer, the peel around it, is mitzvah. So if the food itself is a little bit less than a kebeta, if you add the peel to it, it will be a kebeta, then we treat it as we have a kebeta of food, and the tumah, it will be mitzvah something else because it will have some total of a kebeta. Okay. Mishnah, kol shel yad v'lo shomer, basically which we just spoke out. Something with just a handle connected to the food, but it's not something that protects the food. That is mitam, mitam, v'le mitzar. It causes the tumah to go out of this food. In other words, if the food is tummy and something touches this branch that's coming out of it, then that will be mitam. The second thing, or mitam, it brings tumah into it. If something else, tummy touches this branch, it causes the food itself to be coming. V'le mitzar, but it does not combine to be part of the shear of kedeta. A shomer, that's the second thing which protects the food. Apple bishayna yod, even if it's not used to pick it up, with metama, metama, metzarif, for the tumah to go in and out, and it also is metzarif for the shir kebeta. If it's loy shomer v'lo yad, if you have something stuck onto it, but it's not used to hold the food, and it does not protect the food, even though it's stuck onto the food, loy metama, loy metama, it does not have any effect on the tumah, then because if the tumah touches it, the tumah does not go in to this food or out of food, there is that thing. We will see now examples of all these things.